Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi Kinev. We're up to Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis 41b, and we are on the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph by the first of the two Mishnayos over there. So says the Mishnah, talking about different types of kelim that were used to heat water. So mulyar hagarav. So if you have a mulyar that was shovel clear, meaning it has a covered flame and not an open fire, shosin heimenu b'Shabbos, you're allowed to drink from it on Shabbos water that was inside there. Antichi, something which is even hotter, we're going to discuss what this is. Afal pi shegrufa, even though the flame or the coals are covered or out of there, ain shosin heimenu, you are not allowed to drink from it on Shabbos because there is such tremendous heat in there. So Gemara is going to discuss what these cases are. Says the Gemara, Hechidami Mulyar Hagarav. So what's this case of the Mulyar, which is covered and clear of coals? Tana Mayim Mifnim V'Gechalami Bachut. So the Brisa teaches that it's a case where there's water on the inside and coals on the outside. Antichi, what's this Antichi case? Rabba Amar Rabba says, Beikire, that it's this type of oven which is different compartments, but it gets really, really hot. Rav Nachman Reitzlak Amar, Rav Nachman Reitzlak says something which is a little less hot. Beidude, it's this type of two-tiered pot system where the coals are on the bottom and the water is on top. Says the Gemara, Manda Amar Beidude, Kol Shekein Beikire. So the one who says Beidude, so of course Beikire, which is much hotter, that would certainly be usher also. However, manda amar bekire, but according to the one who says bekire, which is Rabba, aval beidude lo, but it doesn't necessarily include the second shita of beidude that might go into the mulyar status. So it's just important to know which one we hold. Says the Gemara Tanya Kama Seder of Nachman, we seem to have a brisa which supports Rav Nachman, who again said this antiche is the lower of the two heats, which is beidude, and he says antiche afal pi shegrufa k'tumein shosin heimenu b'mneishin nechushta mimachmata. So if someone has an antiche, even if it was shoveled or there's covered flames, you're not supposed to drink from it, water that was in there, because its bottom heats it, because it's showing that this is the type of two-tiered pot that Rav Nachman Reitzlak said. So this seems to be the pshat. So again, that was a Mishnah and small Gemara about different types of water that you are allowed to drink on Shabbos when it was heated up in a certain way. Now the Gemara gets into a different way of heating liquid, which is pouring it into a hot vessel that was removed from a fire. So how exactly would that go? So says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Hamecham Shepinahu. So if you have a kettle that was cleared, so we're going to have to discuss what does it mean that it was cleared. So it seems that it was definitely taken off from the fire, but does this mean that all the water from the kettle was already poured out? So that's going to be a machlokas in the Gemara. So either way, you have this kettle that was cleared. Lo yitin l'socho tzone mishol sheyechamu. You shouldn't pour cold water in there so that the water will be heated. Aval nosin hu l'socho o l'socha kos kedei lahafrishiran. But you are allowed to put cold water into the kettle or into a cup of hot water just to warm it. So you shouldn't do it to heat it up, but you are allowed to pour cold water just to warm it. So the Gemara has to understand what this Mishnah is talking about. So my Kamar, what is this referring to when we said a kettle that was clear? So Amar Rav Abba Bar Masna, the first pshat is Hachi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Hamecham Shepina Mimenu Mayim Chamin. So a kettle from which the hot water inside of it was cleared. Lo yitin l'sochan mayim muatim kedei sheyichamu. So you shouldn't put a small amount of cold water in order to heat the water into that pot that is now off the fire but still pretty hot. Aval nosin l'sochan mayim merubim kedei l'avshiran. But you are allowed to put a tremendous amount, a lot of cold water, and that way it will warm the water while it's also cooling the walls of this kettle, so that would be allowed. Says the Gemara v'halom mitzarif, but even if you're going to be pouring a lot of cold water in, so we said there's not going to be an issue of bishul, you're not going to be cooking the water, but there's still a problem of mitzarif. Mitzarif is the way you would harden steel. Basically, if you put it in really hot stuff and then in cold, that's the way you make it stronger. So this is going to be the malacha Rashi points out of makiv patish, of completing a malacha, completing a kli, completing a utensil on Shabbos, because now you're making it hot, harder. So how are you allowed to do this? So answers the Gemara Rabbi Shimon he. So the Mishnah is really referring to Rabbi Shimon. We've had this shita before. This is the classic shita of Rabbi Shimon, that if you do something with no intention for a different result to happen, then it's going to be mutter on Shabbos. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon, and that's how you'd be able to pour this cold water in, even though it's going to be doing a different melacha. But everyone asks, we know that Rabbi Shimon holds davar shino miskavin is going to be mutter, like dragging a bench and it happens to make a hole. Okay, that's going to be mutter. But everyone agrees, psik resha v'lo yamos is going to be usher. If you have a psik resha, something that you know for sure is going to happen, you open the fridge and you know the light's going to turn on, that's going to be usher. So why is this any different? So Tosos has a big Tosos over here, and many Rishonim try to explain why this would not be psikresha. Some say maybe it was already hardened, this steel, so that's why it can't get more hardened. Many answers to answer that question. Big sugya, not for us right now. But now we challenge this first shita again. Rav Ada Bar Masna was the first shita, and he said that it's the water which has been removed. So Maskifla Bayabai asked, Midi Mecham Shapina Mimenu Mayim Katani. Did the Mishnah say that the kettle was cleared from water, that all the water was taken out? All it said is Mecham Shapina Katani. All it said is just that it was a kettle which was cleared, which means it was just taken off the fire, but there's still water in there. So Ella Amar Bayabai says a different interpretation of the Mishnah. Achikamar, this is really what the Mishnah means to say. Mecham Shapina Yeshua Mayim Chamin. So if you have a kettle of water that was taken off the fire, but there's still some hot water in there, Lo Yitin Lisol You shouldn't put a small amount of water, of cold water, into it, so that way it will heat the water. But you're allowed to put a lot of cold water in there, so that way it will just warm it and not make it really hot. But now if you have a kettle where even the hot water was clear, was cleared also, so that you emptied out all the hot water also, lo yiting losocho mayim kol ikar, you're not allowed to put any water into it, b'mnei mitzarif, because by doing so, by putting the cold water, even if it's a lot, and it's not going to make it super hot, that's going to harden the steel, like we just pointed out, v'Rabbi Yehuda hi, and this is Rabbi Yehuda, damar davar shenu miskavin aser, and we know that the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon says davar shenu miskavin is going to be mutter, that if you do something without the intent for something else to happen, it's going to be mutter, but Rabbi Yehuda is the person who argues with him, and says that it's going to be aser. So over here, they're saying, even if you have a lot of cold water, you can't pour it in because it's going to make it harder, and that's going to be a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says davar shenu miskavin is going to be usser. Now the Gemara comes with a related question. Says Amar Rav, Rav says lo shanu ella hafshir. The only taught that you're allowed to add cold water when it's just going to be warming the stuff, which means only when there is water inside of there. But when there's no water inside of there, aval litzarif usser. But if you're going to be hardening the steel, that's going to be a problem. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel disagrees, and he says afil litzarif nami mutter. Even if you are doing it to harden the steel, still it's going to be mutter. So ask the Gemara, Letzarif l'chachlila mishari, is it really possible to say that if you planned on making this stuff harder, planned on making the steel harder, you're allowed to do that? Could this really be Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar? Rather, this is what it means to say. Amar Rav, Rav says, lo shanu el shir lahafshir. The only time you'd be allowed to pour water is if it's a shir lahafshir, meaning it's a measure of water that's big enough to be warmed. But if you're going to be adding the amount of water that's big enough to go ahead and make the metal harder, that's going to be a problem. It's going to be a big problem because it's not going to make the pot cool. It's just going to strengthen the metal, which is a problem. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, shir letzarif, even if you have the measure of cold water that is enough to just harden the kettle, mutter, that is also going to be okay. Because Shmuel is the one, and we've seen this earlier in the Gemara, who holds like Rabbi Shimon that davar shenu miskavin is going to be mutter. But now ask the Gemara a very interesting question. L'meimra de Shmuel k'Rabbi Shimon svirle, is it really possible to say that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon that davar shenu miskavin is going to be mutter? V'hamar Shmuel, but we have a case of Shmuel where he seems to say something else. Mechabin gachal shamatechas birshas harabim. One is allowed to extinguish a piece of burning metal that's lying in Rishas Harabim, bishvil she lo yizoku barabim, so that people in the public don't get harmed. Normally there's an Isser of kiboy, you're not allowed to do anything kiboy related in extinguishing a fire. Rashi explains, since metal doesn't actually burn, it's only midrabanan, so to save people in public, so that way people don't get hurt, you would be allowed to do this. Says the Gemara, aval lo gachela shel eitz, but you would not be allowed to do this with a piece of burning wood, because that would be a malacha midoraisa, and you're not allowed to violate a deoraisa on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara of Isak Adaitach Savar Lakir Rabbi Shimon. And this is again the Shita of Shmuel. And if we're saying that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, Afilu Shel Eitz Nami, even if it's of eight, even if it is a real Deoraisa, it should be certainly Mutter, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara seems to be confusing two concepts over here. We've been talking so far about Davar Sheinu Miskavin, where you're dragging the bench across the field and you don't know. Maybe it's going to rip up some of the grass or not. So Rabbi Shimon said that's Mutter, Rabbi Yehuda said that's Usser. But now the Gemara is saying there's a different Machlokas that we've also spoken about in the past, which is Melacha She'ina Tzrich Legufa. Because Rashi and Tosos what this means. Tosos says anytime you're doing a malacha in a different way than it was done in the Mishkan, Rashi explains if you're doing it in a preventative way, like you're killing a snake so it doesn't bite you, that you would be allowed to do. So Shmuel is the one who holds that malacha shein tzricha legufa is going to be pater. So in this case also, you're not putting out the fire for putting out the fire's sake. You're putting out the fire, even when it's a real fire on wood, you're putting it out to save the people in the public. So that should be okay. But the Gemara is assuming here a very interesting assumption that if you hold like Rabbi Shimon by davar shenu miskavin, you have to hold like Rabbi Shimon by malacha shein tzricha legufa. But that's not necessarily so simple. So many of the Rishonim point out that this is because they're both functions of Meleches Machsheves. In order to be Over and Isser on Shabbos, you need to actually have the proper Das. But it's a very interesting assumption from the Gemara, and the Gemara rejects that assumption and says, no, that's not necessarily true, because B'davar Shein HaMiskavin, Sovar Lach Rabbi Shimon, Shmuel holds like him, B'davar Shein HaMiskavin, but Melecha Shein HaTzricha Legufa, Sovar Lach Rabbi Yehuda, but he does not hold like him when it comes to Melacha She'ina Tzricha Legufa. Just to finish off this piece of the Gemara, Ravina says, Hilcha Kotz Birshus Harabim. Therefore, if you have a thorn in public, which is something that could damage people, Malicho Pachos Me'arba Amos. So you should move it less than 4 amos at a time, so that way you're only violating a Derabbanan. And therefore, and since you're going to be saving the people in Rishas HaRabim, there's no Isser, that's why you'd be allowed to do it. The Carmelis, Hafilu Tuvan, and the Carmelis, where carrying is only Derabbanan by itself, then you'd be allowed to even move it more than just 4 amos at a time, because you're allowed to save people in public and violate an Isser Derabbanan. So it's very interesting, this is actually born in the Ramah. The Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos that you're allowed to move glass to prevent people from getting injured on Shabbos. The Ran over here quotes an interesting Bahag, and he says that you're even allowed to violate a Deoraisa because public danger has the status of Pikuach Nefesh. Very interesting stuff over here. And he explains that the Gemara says you should still take small steps under four amos because whenever we can minimize Melacha, we try to minimize Melacha. But still, fascinating sugya. Not for us right now. This is Daf Mem Alpha Mem Days. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.